Previously on Heroes.
Nathan is shot.
To stop Nathan from telling the world about us.
No! Is there anybody here?
What have you done with Peter?
Put him someplace safe.
I'm Peter Petrelli!
Linderman, you're the one who healed me.
I think we found our guy.
What's his name?
Nathan Petrelli.
This single syringe could give powers to anyone.
It's evil, and you should destroy it.
You stole something from me.
Gotta go.
Why do we ask him? What that?
Ando says if that formula falls into the wrong hands, and Hero replies, I'll go to the future. Then in the future, he tells Ando, you betrayed me. Ando denies it and they fight.
You're special, and I couldn't kill you even if I wanted to.
Chapter 2, The Butterfly Effect. Claire and Sandra Bennett, Costa Verde, California. In the kitchen.
Claire, when you are ready to talk about it, you know I'm here, right?
Yeah.
I'm so angry to think that that monster was in this house. Maybe we should go to a motel.
He's not coming back.
How do you know that?
Claire wearily stands up.
Because he got what he came for.
She crouches down with a dustpan and brush and sweeps up the broken glass.
You don't have to give me any details, Claire. But I need to know. Did he?
No. No, it wasn't that.
Claire puts her hand down on some broken glass.
Claire.
She lifts it up, the shard still in it.
I'll get you a towel.
Claire sits down on the floor and pulls the piece of glass out. She looks from it to her bloody hand, frowning slightly. Sandra sits in front of her.
I don't feel anything. It didn't hurt, there's no pain.
But that's your power, isn't it?
No. I heal, but I always feel everything. It hurts the same as it would for anyone else, but... not this time. That pain, I'm always so grateful for. Because it's the only time I know I'm still human.
Mother and daughter look into each other's eyes, then Claire glances down at her healed hand. Angela walks through some white double doors in a wide, empty corridor and stops, aghast at what she sees. There's blood all over the walls and papers are strewn everywhere, the remains of a violent battleground. Hero slumped in a doorway with his own sword stuck in his heart. In another room, Matt's dead in a chair. A man's holding Claire up against the wall, strangling her. Then he throws her down. Peter slumps to the floor where Mr. Bennett's already lying dead. The man pulls Claire out of the shadows, her head decapitated. Angela turns round in horror to see Adam, Nikki, Matt's father and a fourth man standing behind her. Then Syla rests his hands on her shoulders. She wakes with a start in the back of a car. Peter's apartment, Manhattan, present day.
I had another dream. One I'd rather not repeat. And all because you're not where you're supposed to be. So go back where you came from, Peter.
I'm sorry, I'm a little too busy saving the world right now.
You never were as smart as you thought you were. I see a few more years on this planet hasn't changed that.
There are things that I know. Things that you can't see, Mother. Even in your dreams. I've seen what you become. I've seen what you do. So don't think that I came back here for my health.
You have no idea the fire that you're playing with. You don't screw with time. It's called the butterfly effect. You step on a butterfly today, 3 years from now, a million people are wiped out.
Let's just hope it's nobody that I know.
Oh, well, what if it is? What if it turns out to be someone you do know? Someone you care about? Claire. You talked to her today, didn't you? What'd you tell her?
I told her not to go to Odessa. Told her to stay home. Why?
She listened to you. Ended up being where she wasn't supposed to be. and had a pretty bad day because of it. Don't believe me? Go see for yourself.
Angela leaves. Maya and Mohinder, Manhattan.
Dr. Suresh?
She walks into the lab.
Hello?
She goes down the steps and looks around.
Dr. Suresh?
Up here!
He's hanging upside down from the ceiling.
How did you...
He drops agilely to the floor.
Hi.
Hi. I came to apologize about last night. I'm sorry, I was so... How did you just do that?
That serum I made. You know how I said it would give abilities to anyone instantaneously?
You didn't.
I sure did.
But you said it still needed to be perfected.
I was wrong. And the results have been beyond my wildest dreams. I woke up this morning and I've never felt anything like it. I've been cataloging the whole experience, monitoring my vitals.
So, it didn't give you my abilities?
Far from it. My senses are heightened. I'm stronger, faster, more agile, have boundless energy. I'm a new man. Watch this. I've run a blood sample, checked reflexes, hormone levels, blood pressure, balance. They're all normal. I am completely the same in every way.
My God. It's unbelievable.
Just different. Better. And if I can give powers to anyone, then it's only a matter of time before I figure out a way to reverse the effects. Take the powers away. Your powers. And this all came from you, Maya. From what's inside that extraordinary body of yours.
Mohinder caresses her hair, then leans forward and kisses her tenderly on the lips. They look at each other, then kiss again, passionately this time. Mohinder tears her orange top off and pushes her back onto the desk. She wraps her legs around him.
You are different.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Matt Parkman, location unknown. Matt walks unsteadily, exhausted, across a dry, grassy wilderness, beneath a white sky and burning sun, stumbling occasionally. He passes a vulture sitting on the branch of a dead tree with a steep drop to the side of him. He continues on across a wide open landscape. His vision blurs and his head rolls. Then he falls face down on the ground. Silas walking along a suburban street carrying the red folder. A car with a fixed video camera pointing out of the windscreen pulls up in front of him and two gunmen get out. One of them shoots Silas in the chest, but he simply pulls the bullet out and uses his powers to send them flying backwards. Elle and Bob, Primatech facility.
Karina and Cruz were two of our best agents.
Fine. I'll own it, Daddy. I screwed up. Siler got away.
And he got to Claire Bennett, making him virtually unstoppable.
I can stop him.
You know, I can't help but think about you as a child. When your mother died, your need for approval, affection, it's hard to bear.
I will find him, and I'll figure out where he's going to strike next.
No. Why should I keep putting you into a position where you're just going to be letting me or yourself down again? That's not fair to either of us, is it?
Hiro and Ando, Yamagata Industries, Tokyo. Hiro?
Don't do that.
Do what?
Sneak up on me.
I wasn't sneaking up on you.
You were definitely sneaking up on me.
Who are these guys?
Private detectives. Very discreet. Expensive. They found a fingerprint. Checking APHIS.
Did you tell them it was from a woman who moves at super speed?
Of course not.
Did you mention she stole a piece of paper with a formula on it that could destroy the entire world?
At these prices, they don't ask a lot of questions.
A detective says her name is Daphne Millbrook, 14 Rue Saint-Jacques, Paris, France.
I found her. Now all I have to do is track her down.
You're not taking me with you? What did I do?
Nothing. Let's go.
Tracy Strauss and Governor Mulden, Washington, D.C.
Please tell me you're not getting cold feet.
I know we wanted to make a bold move, but Petrelli is a loaded gun.
The seat's been vacant for a month now. As governor, it's your job to fill it.
Doug Hargis is a safer choice.
Hargis is a stiff. You'd be better off leaving Dickinson's dead carcass in there.
All right, if we went with Petrelli, do we really know what we're buying?
Yeah, the future. Someone who would owe you a real debt in a very strategic place.
He's untested. Some say unbalanced.
Well, he somehow got elected to Congress from the most populous district in the state.
And gave up his seat for personal reasons. Do you really think the press is going to look the other way?
If we point him in the other direction, yeah. The man was shot, died on the table, and lived to talk about it. Who does he credit with this little miracle? God.
God and politics. Risky bedfellows.
Maybe so, but he is landing huge on every major media outlet in the country. And the far right is loving him, which fits in nicely with your priorities.
Sure, they love him now.
She stops Mulden at the door.
You don't pay me for sex, Governor. I give that for free. What you pay me for is my advice. And my advice to you is to appoint Nathan Petrelli, the junior senator from the state of New York. But then again, like I said, it's your call.
We're ready, sir.
Reach out to him.
My flight leaves in an hour.
Tracy heads off, smiling to herself. She walks through an underground car park.
Miss Strauss!
The governor hasn't made his choice yet.
Oh, no, this isn't about filling the Senate seat. This is about you.
Me, there's no story with me.
Oh, I don't know. Las Vegas stripper becomes K Street ice queen. Big story.
He holds up a printout of her website.
You're kidding, right? This isn't something some grammar school kid couldn't do with his laptop.
No. I have my sources. They tell me this is you.
Your sources are wrong. Why would someone like me do something like that?
That's exactly what I want to know. I'm running this story with or without your comment.
You run this story and I will hunt your ass down and destroy you.
She reverses away aggressively and drives out of the car park. Hero and Ando appear in Daphne's apartment, Paris, France. A thief lives here. Hero looks round at the expensive artifact and crosses the room.
La Chine.
So it would appear.
Ando joins him and they both stare up at the Mona Lisa. Claire's setting up a video camera by some train tracks.
It seemed to help last time I made a tape. But this time it's different. Because I'm starting to wonder if I'm even human anymore. Because if you can't feel anything, do you still have a soul? Will I live forever? All of these questions, I need to prove that I'm still alive. So I guess I should just start by saying, my name is Claire Bennett and this is attempt number 7.
She stands on the tracks as a train speeds towards her. But future Peter swoops down and lifts her out of the way.
What are you doing?
What were you doing?
What does it look like trying to get hit by a train? I just needed to feel something.
What happened to you?
He hugs her.
Something awful.
They walk together over a hill.
He put the top of my head back on and left me there.
He can heal now.
Yes. I saw it.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
What? And what did he mean I was special? Different? What was he talking about?
What happened to you never should have happened, Claire. It's my fault.
You can't save me all the time, Peter. What happened was my fault. I can't defend myself. Yeah, I can heal, but what kind of lame power is that? I'm still just a victim. You could teach me. You learned how to use your power and you fought him.
Claire.
You could help me do that.
I can't. Not me, not now.
Why not? I don't understand.
Because something could go wrong and it changes everything.
I need someone to help me.
It can't be me, Claire. I have to be very careful what I say to you.
Why?
I'm sorry. I have to go.
Nathan Petrelli, Odessa, Texas.
Salvation of my soul. Give me true contrition. That I may day and night, by penance, make satisfaction.
He's kneeling at the window praying, then turns round and sees Tracy behind him.
Speaking of sin.
I'm sorry, the nurse said that it would be okay if I stopped by.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I was just... I'm sorry, I'm a little bit surprised. What are you doing here?
You're right, I should have phoned. But I have quite a proposition for you, Congressman.
A proposition for me? Oh, thanks.
I'm here on behalf of Governor Maldon.
You work for Maldon?
I'm an advisor to the governor. And we both agree that you would make an excellent choice to fill the seat left by Gerald Dickinson's untimely death.
It's me. What the hell are you talking about?
Did you just call me Nikki?
Yeah, Nikki. Come on, cut the crap.
Wait, do you think that you know me?
The word biblically comes to mind. Nikki Sanders, we met in Vegas. Had a pretty good time, if I recall.
I think you have me mistaken for another woman, Congressman. My name is Tracy Strauss.
You're not Nikki Sanders.
Not in the slightest.
And you're an advisor for the governor's office.
You can check me out if you like.
Okay.
And the offer. The governor wants you, Mr. Petrelli. United States Senator. Think about it. My cell number's on the back.
She walks out past Lindemann, who's standing by the door. Nathan looks shocked when he sees him.
Interesting meeting.
You. You put Nikki up to this?
That woman is not Nikki Sanders. That's Tracy Strauss, just like she said. And the offer that she made was quite legitimate.
That's impossible. That woman was Nikki Sanders.
Perhaps there's a reason for that. Someone so familiar looking, offering you the chance of a lifetime. You should think about that, Nathan. This is God's plan.
You don't know the first thing about God's plan.
Lindemann frowns while Nathan opens the door.
Get out.
Nathan,
I need my sleep.
He leaves, and Nathan lets the door swing shut. Then he looks thoughtfully at the card that Tracy gave him. Elle goes into Bob's study.
Dad, I've been thinking about it. We don't need to look for Siler. He's on the hunt for powers. On level 5, he'd have an all-you-can-eat buffet. Are you even listening to me? You know, you are so sure that I'm gonna disappoint you, but when I prove you wrong...
Bob's dead. The top of his head has been cut off. Elle marches through level 5 with a gun.
Hey, you gonna see me, baby, or what?
Screw you!
Me, Peter Petrelli! You gotta let me out! Please!
She opens Mr. Bennett's cell.
Siler's in the building. Let's go.
Eddie doesn't want me to leave my cell.
My dad's dead. Siler killed him.
She gives him the gun and goes out, but someone knocks her to the floor. Mr. Bennett sees Siler.
Hello, Noah. Did you miss me?
Siler slams backwards and slumps to the floor, leaving a smear of blood on the wall. Elle comes round and sees him. The bullets fall out of Siler's back, and he wakes up again.
Ouch. I got that from you, Claire. You son of a bitch.
He aims again, but Siler throws him in the air.
Siler! You bastard!
Elle crawls forward while Siler picks the gun up. As Siler walks past her, small streams of electricity cross between her fingers. He flicks his hand, and she's thrown onto her back.
Leave her alone! Siler! I'll kill you!
child. Look what your daddy used to be able to do.
The gun turns gold, then he spins it in his hand and throws it onto the floor.
You killed him.
I've killed a lot of people, El. You're as much to blame for that as anyone. Maybe even more so.
Sila points his finger and cuts along Elle's forehead, but her electricity goes crazy. After the explosion, Mr. Bennett's staring down at an uninjured Elle. A man with a bald head and moustache.
Elle, it's me, Peter. You okay? Justin, come on, we gotta go before he locks us back up.
The men, all wearing grey pajama-like uniforms, run back down the dark concrete corridor. Elle watches as Mr. Bennett drags Sila into a cell. At Daphne's apartment in France.
All this stuff. With super speed, she is the world's greatest thief. But where's the formula?
Hiro turns round and sees Ando with a gold bar.
Huh, figures.
I've never been to France before. I wanted a souvenir. And what's that supposed to mean, figures? You're treating me like some kind of criminal. Tell me.
When I went to the future, I saw you.
You saw me?
The future you.
And?
And you were a villain. You killed me.
Killed you? But I'm not a villain. I'm your best friend.
Today, maybe. What about tomorrow?
It wasn't me. It was a robot or something. Someone who could change their appearance to look like me.
Hey, you asked. I told you. We need to set a trap. That's what Batman always does with Catwoman. A ransom.
Catwoman?
Now, what treasure does the world's fastest thief hold most dear?
Hiro sees a medal.
First place, 100-yard dash, 12th grade.
In the hospital.
How are you feeling?
Conflicted. I've been asked to fill the seat left by Senator Dickinson.
It's incredible.
Last time I was in a position of authority, I nearly let Manhattan get wiped off the face of the map. Not really sure what that says about my basic nature.
You're different now. Everything's different. Which is what I came here to talk to you about. I need to show you something.
Peter lets his scar reappear.
I'm from the future, Nathan. I came back to kill you. I was the one who shot you. I've lived for years in a world where people like us have been hunted, slaughtered, used. All because of what you told the world at that press conference. I had to stop that from happening.
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to respond to this.
I came here to save the world, but I don't think that I have.
You sure as hell stopped me from telling everyone.
I know, but the future is different now. I've changed everything. That's what I'm trying to say.
Why are you telling me this?
I need your forgiveness.
If you're from the future, then what do I do next? Do I take the offer? Do I become a senator?
You had a different future where I came from, but I stopped that. Now you're on the path to being the brother that I always looked up to. You gotta make the right choices.
Where are you going?
To set things right.
Peter disappears, leaving Nathan deep in thought. Tracy's driving through the underground car park again when her mobile rings.
Tracy Strauss.
Hi, it's Nathan Petrelli. Listen, I've given it a lot of thought and I've decided.
I'd be honored to serve as junior senator from New York.
The governor will be very pleased.
But it's on one condition. I want you on my staff. I'm not going into this without an ally.
If that's what it takes. We'll make an announcement at the press conference tomorrow, the whole dog and pony. I assume you're well enough?
I'll be fine.
She sees the reporter.
Gotta run. Expect a call shortly. Congratulations, Senator Petrelli.
Hey, story once tomorrow. Sure you don't want to make a comment? I'd turn it in 15 minutes.
That would be a serious mistake. This woman in Las Vegas, Nikki Sanders, looks like me. She's not me.
Is that all you got? You want to tell me that's not you, huh? I got this from a friend of mine who works in security at the Corinthian Hotel in Las Vegas. That is you. And if I'm not mistaken, that's Congressman Nathan Petrelli, rumored to be Governor Mauldin's choice for Dickinson's Senate seat. Comment?
It's not me.
You know, I was thinking about running with something like Hay Street Ice Queen heats up Las Vegas, sleeping with a senator and a congressman.
You can't run this story.
Tracy grabs the reporter's arm and he rapidly freezes solid. When she lets go, he begins to crack, then collapses like a statue and shatters all over the ground. Tracy looks around shocked, then runs off with the portable DVD player as small frozen chunks of the reporter begin to melt away into a drain. Back at the company's building, Elle standing on the level 5 cell block, looking in through the window at Syla, who's lying down with a tube attached to his nose. Angela walks up to her.
Quite a little mess you've made here.
Mrs. Petrelli, what are you doing here?
With your father's death, the chain of command falls to me.
My father's body isn't even cold yet.
This is how things work around here, Elle. You should know that. I'm in charge now, and I'm starting by making a few changes.
We caught Siler.
Good for you. Your electrical outburst also shut down the grid, letting out a dozen inmates who are just as bad or worse. And Noah Bennett is gone, too.
I know, and I'm gonna get right on that.
No, actually, you won't.
I'm sorry?
We only kept you around this long at your father's insistence. He's been protecting you for a long time. And circumstances have obviously changed, and we won't be needing your services anymore.
I have worked for this company my entire life. What am I supposed to do now?
Suppose you'll have to get yourself another life.
Angela turns her attention to Syla, and Elle walks away. At Daphne's apartment,
you understand you're part of the plan, right?
It sounds dangerous. Does Batman put Robin in danger when he sets a trap for Catwoman?
Sometimes, to teach him a lesson.
Stop punishing me for something I haven't done yet.
Don't kill me, and I won't punish you.
I'm not going to kill you. Daphne.
What are you doing here?
You have something in mind, and now I have something of yours.
He holds up the medal.
All right, Time Warp. Give it back.
Hero teleports.
You are not faster than me, Nemesis.
Oh, yeah?
Here, kitty kitty. I am offering you a trade.
All right. But my boss isn't going to be very happy about this.
Your boss?
She goes to the Mona Lisa.
You didn't look behind the Mona Lisa?
Daphne gets the paper.
You know, I was just heading out to get the other half of this.
Hero gives Ando the medal and says good luck, then pushes him forwards.
This is a trade between two honorable people.
Wrong. You can't stop me. I'm taking them both.
I can't let you do that. That formula could destroy the whole world.
Is it worth the sacrifice of your friend?
She holds a knife to Ando's throat.
No, stop!
Daphne runs out. Did you do this? Did you cut me?
No, it was her. She's the villain. She cut you.
And you let her.
Don't worry. The plan is solid.
You mean the one that just failed? Hiro holds out a GPS device.
I put a tracking device under the ribbon of the medallion.
When? I didn't see you do that.
I stop time and teleport. I do many things that you don't see.
Why didn't you tell me the whole plan?
Because I didn't trust you.
Enough, Hiro. I'm just Ando. The GPS springs to life and zooms in on a map of Berlin, Germany.
I've got her. We'll get the other half of the formula before she does. Come on, Ando. The game is afoot.
Hiro holds Ando's arm and they teleport away. Mahindra wakes in bed with Maya. He sits up, worried, and holds his hand up to look at it. At the sink, he flinches away from the light. He splashes water on his face and looks at his reflection, becoming more alarmed when he sees big lumps growing out of his shoulder. He pulls the skin off easily and holds it up, a trail of slime stretching from it to his body.
What's happening to me?
Matt's still face down on the ground.
Hello.
He lifts his head painfully and sees a turtle on the ground in front of him.
Oh God, I'm going insane.
That plant there, it will give you water.
He looks over towards a small shrub, then back at the turtle, who moves its head slowly. Matt reaches over and pulls the shrub out of the dry ground. He holds it up with the end of the roots in his mouth and squeezes it. Liquid drips out.
Oh, thank you, turtle. You saved my life.
A man appears.
Why are you talking to a turtle?
The man crouches down and gives Matt a gourd of water, which he grabs greedily.
Thank you.
You come from America?
Yes. How did you...
You know Britney Spears?
No.
She's from America.
Yeah. Yeah. America's a big place.
Yes. Africa is too.
Africa.
Come. We walk.
Walk? Walk? Yeah. Your cell. I gotta use your cell. I gotta call home.
No service here. Should have gone with Sprint.
Listen to me. It's very important that I get back to America. You gotta help me get back.
No, you will stay. You must spirit walk for many miles.
Spirit walk? No. No, I was sent here against my will. I have to find out why.
Be patient, Pac-Man.
How do you know my name?
It's not right that you're here. Not right at all. It tells me the future is not as I've painted it.
The future? Wait, are you the one that painted that rock back there? How do you know the future?
The man looks at him, then smiles.
Keep walking, Pac-Man.
Walking. Hey!
Claire's coming down the stairs at night. She stops and looks over the banister to the side and sees movement in one of the rooms. She goes in and finds her father there.
Dad?
He stops and looks at her, then stands up as she goes to him.
Thank God you're home.
So worried about you. You all right?
But I'm better now.
They hug again, and Claire sees a gun on the desk.
You're not staying, are you?
Something's happened. Something that I can't ignore.
Linderman and Nathan are playing chess in the hospital.
You made the right choice, my boy.
Taking your rook.
Taking the Senate seat.
going to be different this time. I'm not going to let you manipulate me. I'm the one making the decisions. I'm the one in control.
Of course you are.
Mr. Petrelli, it's late. You need your rest.
Did you see I'm in the middle of a heated game?
You're playing yourself?
I'm obviously playing Mr.
She can't see me, Nathan. No one can. Except you. Did I not mention that? Now, whose turn was it again?
At the house, Mr. Bennett's showing Claire files on a computer.
Some people are just evil. That's their nature. His name is Knox. He can absorb a person's fear and turn it into his own strength, incredible strength. This guy is a flamethrower. We call this guy the German. He can control magnetic energy. And this guy, Jesse. You don't want to know. Let's just say they could destroy us all. You know, even before you were ever born, I've been finding these people and locking them away so they can't do any harm, and now a dozen of them have escaped. They're out there, and they will kill, and they will terrorize, and they will conspire, and they will cause unimaginable destruction to the world. They're villains, Claire. And right now, I'm one of the only people on the planet that knows enough to stop them. That's why I can't stay.
Then let me come with you. I can be your partner.
Claire.
I can help. I helped save New York City. You were there. You saw it. I was willing to shoot Peter with your gun when you couldn't do it.
That's exactly the kind of situation I can't put you in again. I am doing this so you don't have to.
And what if somebody comes here? What if somebody comes after me and Mom and Lyle?
I've thought about that. And I've called someone to help out while I'm gone.
Sandra.
What's going on?
You have a lot of questions, Claire. As adoptive parents, there's only so many we can answer.
Meredith walks in behind her.
Mom?
She's here to make sure you all stay safe. You're in good hands.
Meredith holds her hand out and produces fire. Peter's in the company's level 5 corridor. He looks around, then sees Siler lying in one of the cells, strapped to a bed, with a tube up his nose and a drip attached.
Siler.
He runs down the corridor to look into the next cell.
What are you doing here?
Where is he? Where'd they go?
Escaped.
That's not possible. That never happened.
It's a butterfly effect, Peter. Just like I told you.
I put him here to keep him safe. I put him in the body of the guy in that cell right there!
Jesse? You're gonna figure out where my son is and you're gonna bring him back here. You understand me? And then go to hell back where you came from!
This is Nathan Petrelli. Leave a message.
Nathan, I don't even know if you're alive or not, but if you get this, you need to look out for someone who looks just like
me.
Jesse.
He's got a scar on his face, and I think it's me from the...
Come on, our ride's here.
Knox, from the files that Mr. Bennett showed Claire, leads the real Peter, who's locked in Jesse's body, away to the petrol station. The rest of the group, the German and the flamethrower, are beating up and killing people. The flamethrower blasts bright blue fire from his hands, while the German beats up another man.
What are you doing?
Just having a little fun, that's all.
The German raises his hand, which opens the doors of a black 4x4, while the flamethrower smiles evilly at Peter, then winks and nods towards the car. Peter looks down at one of the burning bodies.
Coming? It's now or never.
Peter looks at his reflection again and sees Jesse, bald head and thick moustache. Then he gets into the front seat next to Knox and they drive away. Back in the level 5 compound, Silas lying on a solid bed in the cell with his arms and legs strapped down. Angela walks in and stands beside him, looking down over his body, then starts to untie his wrists.
My sons have been such a disappointment. But you... I can give you what all boys crave from their mothers. Inspiration and guidance, comfort. Isn't that right, Gabriel?
He grabs her wrist.
My name is Syla. And you are not my mother.
Angela leans down to him.
But I am, dear. I am.
A shadow moves across his face. To be continued.